This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 7, Standing Firm. Our scripture comes from Philippians chapter 1. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Sometimes Christians appear a little shaky. Some lash out at critics, in some cases because of fears that a culture war might cause trouble for the church. Some Christians urge people to engage in hardball politics to try to get their way. But make no mistake, Paul tells the Philippians to stand firm and not to compromise the gospel. We have enemies to face, but we have to face them in a way that is consistent with the gospel and with Jesus, who willingly suffered rather than lash out in anger. Don't be scared of those who oppose you, Paul says in effect. Fear is for uncertain people. But if we are certain that we have already won the victory in Jesus, then we have nothing to fear, and our confidence proves to our enemies that they have already lost. These verses from Philippians deliver a daunting challenge. For Paul's first readers, this was not easy to do in the Roman Empire, where hostility toward the church became state policy. Nobody would want to suffer, yet Paul says that suffering was granted to the Philippians as though it was a gift. That's the way Paul saw it. To suffer for Jesus and like Jesus, well, that's a gift. And it helps the world see Jesus more clearly than if we try to inflict suffering on others because of our fears. Pray with me. Increase our confidence in you, O God, so that we can stand firm in adversity and display to the world the certainty of our faith in you. In Christ, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.